The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we will discuss who was number one in the final AP poll from 1936 to 1949. Now, in the next two episodes, we will offer who was number one in the final AP poll per decade from 1950 to 1959. And the week after, we'll look at who was number one in the final AP poll from 1960 to 1969. Now, official records began to be kept by the NCAA in 1937, and there are quite a few records that still stand from those early days. But the year before, the Associated Press poll, or the AP poll, began in 1936, with sports editors of AP newspapers voting for the top 20 teams nationally. The final AP poll was selected before the bowl games from their inception, before the bowl games from 1936 to 1968. Except for, strangely enough, one year, 1965. I've always had the most respect for the AP poll. It's really what I use to quote a ranking for every one of my teams in each of my podcasts. I thought it would be interesting to quickly go year by year, starting in 1936 and ending this episode in 1949, and look at who was number one in the final AP poll, offering just a few short observations along the way. I mean, if the bowls were played after the final AP poll came out, and couldn't we gain some insight into these final rankings that the AP poll selected prior to the bowl games? And bear in mind, with any poll, there are factors to consider: regional bias, limited viewpoints, shifting criteria, and so on. So here we go. Starting in 1936, Minnesota was number one in the final AP poll. They were 7-1. They did not play in a bowl game. Minnesota and Northwestern each finished with 7-1 records. Yet, Northwestern defeated Minnesota in the regular season 6-0. Northwestern finished number 7. Alabama was number 4, yet after the bowls, they were the only undefeated team at 8-0-1. 1937. Pittsburgh was named number 1 in the final AP poll. They finished with 9 wins, no losses, 1 tie. They did not play in a bowl. Now, California began with a 5-0 record. They were ranked number 1 in the first 3 polls, but coach Jock Sutherland's Pittsburgh Panthers overtook the lead somewhere in November. California finished the year 9-0-1, and they did play in the bowl. They played in the Rose Bowl, where they defeated Alabama 13-0. 1938, TCU. They were named number 1 in the final AP poll. They were 11-0. They did play in a bowl game. They played in the Sugar Bowl, where they defeated Carnegie Tech 15-7. Coach Dutch Myers, TCU Horned Frogs, behind the legendary quarterback Davey O'Brien, posted an undefeated untied regular season 10-0, and they won their Rose Bowl. Coach Nealon's Tennessee Volunteers, well, they also went 10-0 in the regular season, and they had defeated Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, as did Coach Wallace Wade's Duke Blue Devils, who went, now listen to this carefully, 9-0, and were unscored upon. They went to the Rose Bowl, where they faced Howard Jones's USC Trojans, and they led 3-0 until the final 45 seconds of the game, when a fourth-string quarterback came in a desperation move to somehow generate a spark, and it worked. He had the game of his life, and he led the Trojans to a last-second touchdown for a 73-deep loss and the only points Duke led up all season. In 1939, Texas A&M finished number 1 in the final AP poll. They were 10-0. Texas A&M did not play in a bowl game. Now, Tennessee was number 1 until week 9, when they fell to number 2, and Texas A&M rose to number 1, And that was weird because it was following a win by both teams. Coach Homer Norton's Texas A&M Aggies, behind their fullback, a big guy, John Kimbrough, finished 10-0 in the regular season. But again, they did not play in a bowl game. Tennessee, they had not allowed a point in the regular season. And they finished the regular season number two. And they played Howard Jones, USC Trojans in the Rose Bowl, where they lost 14-0, giving up the only points they gave up all season. 1940, Minnesota, they finished number one in the final AP poll, 8-0. They did not play in a bowl game. Eastern Power Cornell had led the first 4 weeks until the eventual AP final poll winner, Minnesota, behind Coach Bernie Bierman and All-Americans George Franken, finished number one. Now, Stanford finished number two. They were 10-0. They did play in the Rose Bowl, and they defeated Nebraska 21-13. 1941, Minnesota. They were number one in the final AP poll. They did not play in a bowl game. They were 8-0. Minnesota had won its second consecutive AP national championship behind Heisman Trophy winner Bruce Smith, as the Gophers posted a perfect 8-0 record. They were the first back-to-back final AP poll national champions and the first program to finish number one in the final AP poll three times. Number two, Duke, well, they were 9-0 after the regular season, played in the Rose Bowl, but they lost. And number three, Notre Dame, they finished 8-0-1. Number eight, Duquesne also finished the regular season undefeated 8-0, but Duquesne did not play in a bowl game. 1942, Ohio State finished number one in the final AP poll. They were 9-1. They did not play in a bowl game. Coach Paul Brown's Ohio State Buckeyes started the season as the number one team until the sixth week, where they lost to Wisconsin. Now, the last week of the season, they were ranked number three behind two undefeated teams, Boston College and Georgia Tech. Boston College, though, lost to Holy Cross, and Georgia Tech lost to its rival, Georgia, 34-0. So, Georgia, 11-1, finished number two. They had gone to the Rose Bowl and defeated UCLA. Wisconsin, who defeated Ohio State earlier in the season, finished number three at 8-1-1, but they did not play in a bowl game. 1943, Notre Dame. They finished number one in the final AP poll. They were 9-1. They did not play in a bowl. And for the first time since the AP poll originated, a team led wire-to-wire every week. Notre Dame led wire-to-wire every week all season, number one in the AP poll. Coach Frank Leahy's Fighting Irish lost the last game of the season to Great Lakes NAS, 19-4. This was a team that featured the Heisman Trophy winner, Angelo Bertelli, and also the man who finished fourth in Heisman voting, and his name was Creighton Miller. 1944, Army. They finished number one in the AP poll, 9-0. They did not play in a bowl game. Back then, surface academies did not participate in bowl games. Notre Dame started off the year number one, but Red Blake's Army West Point team, behind Mr. Inside, Doc Blanchard, and Mr. Outside, Glenn Davis, went undefeated that season. The first of two consecutive number one final AP poll finishes. Now, Coach Blake's 1944 Army team led the nation in scoring with 56 points per game. That set a modern-day record for Division I schools that still stand to this day. And they set a modern-day record that still stands for this day for the largest margin of victory. That was 52. 1945, Army went 9-0. They finished number one in the final AP poll. They did not play in a bowl, as service academies did not participate in bowl games back then. Army ran the table behind Blanchard and Davis. And Coach Blake's 1945 team led the nation in scoring 46 points per game and in scoring defense, 5 points per game, as the Cadets allowed 46 points the entire season. They had defeated number two Notre Dame 48-0 and number six Penn 61-0 in consecutive weeks. 1946, Notre Dame finished number one in the final AP poll. They were 9-0-1. They did not play in a bowl. This was an unusual year for the AP poll. Army was expected to sweep the number one spot pretty easy. Again, they had Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis for the third year in a row. But Army finished the season with 9 wins, no losses, and 1 tie. And it was all highlighted in a 0-0 tie at Yankee Stadium against the Johnny Lujack-led Notre Dame team, who finished 8 wins, no losses, 1 tie in the game of the decade. Now, in the last week, number one Army edged by Navy, 21-18. But number two Notre Dame defeated USC soundly 26-6. So the AP voters, well, they selected Notre Dame number one in the final AP poll. 1947, Notre Dame finished number one in the AP poll. They were 9-0. They did not play in a bowl. Notre Dame and Michigan alternated number one and number two spots throughout the year. Notre Dame ended up finishing number one in the final AP poll, even though both teams were 9-0. Now, Michigan did go to the Rose Bowl, where they defeated USC soundly 49-0. So the public, it was weird, the public demanded the voters release another poll after the bowl games were played. And when they did, the Wolverines won easily. But the AP decided that the postseason poll did not supplant that regular season poll. And Notre Dame, as I said, was the final AP poll national championship. 1948, Michigan was number one in the final AP poll. They were 9-0. They did not play in a bowl game. The defending champion Notre Dame Fighting Irish alternated with both North Carolina and Michigan until week seven, and Michigan took over the number one spot at that point. Both Notre Dame and Michigan finished 9-0, and this time Michigan was voted number one in coach Benny Ostaban's first year as head coach. And so we finally come to the end of the 1940s decade. Notre Dame in 1949 was number one in the final AP poll, 9-0, and they did not play in a bowl. This AP National Championship was the last final AP poll national championship for coach Frank Leahy. It was his fourth in 7 years, and his Fighting Irish featured Heisman winner Leon Hart. Now, number two was Oklahoma, 11-0. They defeated LSU in the Sugar Bowl. Army finished number four, 9-0. Well, there you have it, the teams that finished number one in the final AP poll from 1936 to 1949. In our next episode, we will look at the decade of the 1950s. Thank you for listening to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.